Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I was supposed to have a guest to talk about mold biotoxins, but that guest had an emergency, so he'll be coming back on later. I'm also going to be talking to another doctor, Dr. Jill, about mold in food, and that will be scheduled later as well. Mold is an important topic right now because of the severity of the water damage caused by all the hurricanes, as well as the water damage that is being caused from the fires in multiple states, period. There's a lot of information out there. I'd encourage you to look on the internet about geoengineering of both of these events. None of these disasters are occurring naturally, according to many scientific sources. Educate yourself, because knowledge is power. Anyway, mold is a problem. One quarter of the population has the genetics so that they cannot get rid of the biotoxins from mold. And therefore, if they're exposed to either mold in their body, which usually grows in the sinuses, gut, or sometimes in or around saline breast implants, or if they are exposed to mold biotoxins in the environment that comes through the HVAC system or construction materials exposed to water that then subsequently grow mold. Unfortunately, a lot of the construction materials used in the U.S. are not mold resistant, although there is construction materials available that would be mold resistant. So if you're building your house, you might be able to get something a little sturdier for a little more money, but it might be very well worth it. Water intrusion problems are very, very common in housing, especially public housing, apartments, schools. A lot of schools have poor maintenance, roof leaks, and mold. A lot of public buildings, which are older, have mold. One of the employees of the CDC once came to me to be an expert witness for her on mold exposure within a CDC building, and she introduced me to Dr. Shoemaker. I've had him on the show a couple of times. Dr. Shoemaker had run across problems with the powers that be involving the medical board, as many of the doctors do who publish on mold. It's not good for either the government or big industry to have mold biotoxins be an illness. So this disease is very, very politically incorrect. And most of the doctors who publish in this area lose their medical license or are forced to give up their medical license. So you won't find this published in the peer-reviewed medical literature. There's quite a bit in the scientific literature, however, on mold biotoxins, so you can investigate it there. But basically, when mold grows, there's certain kinds of mold that produce biotoxins that are very toxic. These tend to be neurotoxins, and neurotoxins probably affect 25% of the population that can't get rid of them, first with blurred vision, nausea, headaches, weird neurological things like numbness, twitching, that kind of thing. You may have had friends or you yourself experienced twitching around your lower eyelid that's often due to mold in the maxillary sinus. So weird neurological signs, fatigue, muscle ache, endocrine disruption at the level of the hypothalamus, which produces sex hormone problems, adrenal fatigue, thyroid deficiency, and ADH deficiency, which means you drink and pee all the time because you don't make antidiuretic hormone, which is needed to keep a hold of water. So basically, the endocrine system is knocked out, there's neurological problems, the immune system's knocked out, T-cell immunity is knocked out, and this benefits the mold because the T-cell helps fight yeast and mold, as well as viruses, intracellular infection, and cancer. So a lot of the patients with severe immune problems with mold go on to develop diseases like Morgellons or intracellular infections, especially if they kiss their pets. Pets are good carriers of intracellular spirochetes and mycoplasma. You should not kiss animals or have animals in bed with you if you have an immune deficiency. So basically, we have these problems in one quarter of the population, and you may have heard the commercials for fibromyalgia on TV, which are ridiculous. they say that we think fibromyalgia is caused by overactive nerve endings. I mean, what the hell kind of causes that? That's nothing but a description of a symptom. But they think the American public is so stupid as to actually believe that, go to their doctor, ask for a pill that probably does, in some cases, decrease the symptoms of fibromyalgia, but in most cases is pretty worthless. Treating the cause of the problem is very, very important. The mold biotoxins produce fibromyalgia in many, many of the patients that have it. Old-time doctors used to send their patients out to Arizona or Nevada, where it was very, very dry, and their fibromyalgia would go away. The other thing that is interesting is that yeast biotoxins, which are aldehyde and alcohols, produce fatigue, muscle-like, and mental clouding. The mental clouding is actually a mold bilendium defect from depletion from yeast. That's and it can be treated with the mineral mold bilendium supplement. So anyway, if you have yeast from too much antibiotics, too much stress, eating too much sugar, you can also take antifungals to treat the yeast, and the fibromyalgia will go away. The other form of fibromyalgia is mycoplasma, intracellular mycoplasma. This is very politically incorrect because it is the basis of the biological warfare system. Dr. Garth Nicholson, who we've had on the show multiple times, discovered that the Gulf War syndrome was caused at least a great deal by the weaponized mycoplasma called Mycoplasma fermentans. Of course, this information made him very unpopular with the powers that be, and they tried to kill him four times, including killing his wife. His wife went to Hopkins with me. She was a physicist who developed a test to show intracellular infections. It's called a DNA by PCR test. It's a poly something reaction to show that there's intracellular organisms. And that test is now done by LabCorp and I know LabCorp does it, and other testing agencies do this test. So Lyme's disease, which was probably developed as a weaponized intracellular infection, as well as Mycoplasma fermentans, which we know was developed as a weaponized biological warfare agent because the patent is held from a doctor that worked at Fort Detrick to create this this thing. And I would recommend that you read Project Daylily by Dr. Garth Nicholson to understand the history of this and understand how many people are actually murdered as a result of this. I think Foster Gamble, who you should take a look at his site, he said about 600 microbiologists lost their life during the development phase of this weaponized mycoplasma. It was actually a very, very dangerous time to be an ethical microbiologist when this was being developed in the 80s. So basically, we had this weaponized mycoplasma tested out on nursing home patients and prisoners, but unfortunately, it passed to guards and other people and passed into the community. And there were pockets of this weaponized mycoplasma, which can pass through saliva and other close contact. And then we had the whole problem out at Lake Tahoe with mold biotoxins. That was when a particular kind of mold grew in Lake Tahoe and made many people in the community sick. One of my patients actually was involved in that because Dr. Shoemaker says that whenever you're exposed to mold, a great deal of mold, then what happens is you get sicker quicker. And he wrote Mold Warriors and Surviving Mold. Both books are really good. Dr. Shoemaker didn't do much holistic therapy, though. He was great at figuring out the disease pathways and using some typical medications for it. But at Plastikos, because we treat so many people with saline breast implant problems, we go ahead and use the holistic treatments, which are actually a lot easier on the body than the regular medical treatments. For example, if you breathe mold biotoxins in from the environment, or if you have mold in your body, and especially when you start taking antifungals and kill off that mold, you need to be able to get rid of the mold biotoxins. For mold biotoxins in the environment, Dr. Shoemaker was using cholestyramine, which is a binder that actually used to bind cholesterol, but also binds mold biotoxins and then takes them out through the stool. And that works fine, but it causes a lot of constipation. And it's hard for people to use because of the dosing schedule. I found that Wellbetix is much better to use, and that is actually a weight loss supplement. And so you have the benefit of that. And then that's mostly for mold biotoxins in the air. If the mold biotoxins are in you, I find Mold Sporox, which is currently on back order because Precision Herbs was having a great deal of success with cancer cures and, of course, was put out of business because of that, as are most doctors and companies that are having success with that because they threaten the profits of the pharmaceutical companies. But anyway, the substitute we found to that is yeast fungal detox. So if you have if you're part of the 25% of the population that when you're exposed to mold, you get very, very tired, I would suggest that you travel with an ozonator, a cold diffuser, or yeast fungal detox. The yeast fungal detox will get the biotoxin out of the system very quickly. And then the cold diffuser, which uses a form of thieves oil, which kills mold, or the ozonator can be used in your place you're staying on vacation that has the mold. You have to remember that with the ozonator, you have to leave the area. You can't leave pets or anybody in the area. But with the cold diffuser, you can. You might want to take small pets out, though. But you could definitely use the cold diffuser ozonator when you're out of the condo or the beach home. So, and you can also use these in your home. We sell both of them very cheaply. We sell all the supplements at 15% below retail. We have at least 1,000 patients who have mold in their chest wall with saline breast implants. I've been on Monsters Inside Me 3 times now talking about mold and breast implants, and on The Doctors once last January, or January 2016. The surgery for the mold in your chest wall with breast implants is total removal of the capsule, removal of any silicone-laden axillary lymph nodes if the implants are textured or if they're leaking silicone for silicone gel. Antifungals, you have to do several months of antifungals that are rotating because these are mold spores, very difficult to kill and get resistances. All of these patients also have yeast that you're killing with the antifungals. And then you basically have to support the immune and endocrine system with supplements. And then you have to treat any co-infections. Because of the T-cell immunity defect, they have a lot of viruses. They have a lot of intracellular infections. They have a lot of tendency toward cancer, especially in moles that are turning, and they have the T-cell immunity problem that makes the yeast and mold more difficult to kill. So these are the things that we do for the saline breast implant patients, and we're the only clinic in the world that has figured this disease out as pertains to these patients. I also treat a lot of patients who have mold exposure from other things, the environment or mold in their sinuses. Sometimes you can use a compounded nasal spray with amphotericin B and some other things to help that. Sometimes you do need systemic antifungals for mold in your sinuses or mold in your gut. And there is a supplement called Fungex that is very good for mold in the gut as well. Speaking of mold in the gut, we're going to be interviewing Dr. Jill later on. She has a wealth of information on how you get mold from bad food. But basically, food can have mold in it. And there was a case on the news of a young man in his teens that almost died after his mother made him pancakes from a the pancake mix had been in the closet, and I guess there was mold in there, and the mold was growing in the pancake mix, and he almost died. And people, I'm sure, do die of mold biotoxins. They're very, very, very difficult. And sometimes probably people never know why they die. But in any case, you do not want to eat older food, including loose tea, older coffee, cornmeal and older corn stored products are a problem. You can use a pendulum to muscle test any food that you're not sure of. But if you have a mold sensitivity, it can be a problem. I know I was eating a bread bowl at Atlanta Bread Company one time. I got deathly ill from the bread that had mold in it. You can't see the mold, but it was in there. And I got all the symptoms within 5 minutes of eating it. So you do have to be careful of fast food bread. Probably bread in restaurants is fine because it's cooked and it's not stored for long periods of time. You have to be very careful of any public place. One of the hospitals here had a wing that was full of mold, and a lot of the employees and patients were getting sick. Of course, the administration did nothing. That's typical. And I know I went in there and within 5 minutes got sick because I'm like a canary with mold. So that is something that, and it's genetic. So if you have it, you may have passed it down to your children, or if you have relatives who've had these weird fibromyalgia diseases that have never been properly diagnosed, you may have it in your family. So all of the families that are being affected by the hurricane with water intrusion problems, all of the families that are being affected by water in the fires, because of course water is used to put out the fires, these are ripe for problems with mold. We have a real lack of education. And relief workers who have spoken to me after Katrina and other disasters like that tell me that it's a huge problem that the government refuses to acknowledge or treat. And even some doctors who were trying to make waves about it were disciplined, so to speak. So just know that this is something that you're not going to hear from your family doctor unless they're educated, self-educated, and that most doctors will tell you that they have no idea what causes fibromyalgia, that nobody knows. That's what the standard line is for the doctors. And then, of course, the pharmaceutical companies never miss an opportunity. They've got a couple of drugs like Lyrica and Savella that are now being used to treat fibromyalgia. It's very, very important to know why you have a disease. Like, for example, hypertension. There's something that we're taught in medical school called essential hypertension. That means essential means we don't know what causes it. But in my experience treating it, the majority of the cause of essential hypertension is mercury toxicity. So if you have silver fillings that haven't been removed, if you eat a lot of fish, if you have especially cracked fillings, all you have to do is get your fillings out one quadrant at a time by a dentist that knows how to remove them properly, do a mercury detox, which includes aqua detox, foot baths, coarse cilantro, and metallic clear, and you can basically get rid of your essential hypertension. But of the pharmaceutical industry would much prefer you to be on their drugs for the rest of your life. The problem with that is that studies have shown that, this is very interesting, studies have shown that even controlled hypertension doesn't necessarily decrease the risk of heart attack and stroke. So once you have the condition, which is really mercury toxicity, wouldn't it make a lot more sense to get rid of the mercury toxicity than it would to stay on a drug for the rest of your life that then still has an increased risk of heart attack and stroke? And this disease is really rampant in the United States because the Dental Association, despite a huge amount of evidence that mercury was toxic, promoted mercury silver fillings. And it was only until recently, you might read the history of that, that they actually changed their mind with overwhelming evidence that mercury is toxic. And then big fish, we've polluted the ocean to the point that big tuna, big swordfish, anything big concentrates mercury, some worse than others. Even shrimp and lobster do. So if you eat seafood, you really do need to do some mercury detox. I'm not saying not to eat seafood. I'm saying that if you do eat seafood, that then you need to know you need to do the detox. That basically is how I handle things. I mean, I think if we avoided everything that was dangerous, we wouldn't eat any chicken because it has arsenic in it other than organic chicken. We wouldn't eat any beef because it has an organophosphate chemical that leads to Alzheimer's unless you eat organic beef. And you wouldn't eat any fish because of mercury. And so you'd have a very limited diet. And a lot of people aren't happy being vegetarian, so that might not be a good thing. Lamb and turkey are at least for the most part clean. Again, you might want to stick with organic beef and chicken if you want to avoid serious illness. And then the other thing is chemicals. There's a lot of pesticides sprayed on vegetables, so organic, certain organic things are very important. Things that like avocados, grapefruits, oranges, things with big, thick skins, you can go ahead and do regular because the skin does protect them from the pesticide. Bananas probably too. But so I think there's a list on the internet that you can find of things that aren't important to have organic. But other things, grapes, berries, those kind of things, much better to do organic unless you want to just have to do all of the detox for the pesticides. And right now, the pesticide problem is mainly in wheat. The Roundup allergy is very, very common. In fact, it's probably the most common gluten allergy that there is. Every so often, somebody's going to be born with the inability to process gluten, and they basically have celiac disease, and they need to stay away from gluten. But the majority of us that develop a gluten allergy, and by the way, you can develop a bleeding abnormality, a gluten allergy, or something that looks like MS, but isn't, once you have the mold biotoxin problem. So a new onset wheat allergy with fibromyalgia probably means you have the mold biotoxin problem or bleeding. Some of my patients bleed terribly, and the treatment for that is ADH or desmopressin because they have such an ADH deficiency. And no doctor knows this. No other plastic surgeon that I've ever met has any idea that this even exists. So if you if your friend goes elsewhere to have breast implants out and they start bleeding profusely, the surgeon will not know what to do. So these are dangerous things that, especially with certain genetic things, that can be very, very important for people to know that are taking care of women with defective breast implants. But again, because they don't know the underlying cause, they don't know what to do once the emergency occurs. So we have talked a lot about mold biotoxins. Know that when people have these weird neurological symptoms, they can have numbness of one side of their face or numbness of their arm. They're often misdiagnosed as MS. And MS, by the way, is an intracellular spirochete, most likely just an intracellular spirochete, although Dr. Garth Nicholson said it could be an intracellular mycoplasma in some cases. But I believe it's an intracellular spirochete because Dr. Lydia Mattman, who is the author of Cell Wall Deficient Forms, she did a radio show with me, and she was told by the government not to share her findings that 36 patients with MS had the same intracellular spirochete. Of course, the pharmaceutical companies are making a great deal of money selling very, very expensive MS drugs and very, very expensive autoimmune drugs. Autoimmune disease, by the way, is either intracellular infection or chemical toxicity. Doctors are not educated about chemical toxicity at all, nor are they educated in detox unless they have their boards in integrative holistic medicine. So you might look for that in a doctor if you want to have a doctor that understands detoxification. So basically, when somebody has autoimmune disease, rather than being on these drugs that cost $50,000 to $80,000 a month, which drives your insurance premiums up, by the way. All we really have to do is treat the intracellular infection or do detox. There's a couple of autoimmune diseases that are due to mold biotoxins too, but the majority I find are due to intracellular infections. And we have non-antibiotic based supplement and electricity and frequency based treatments that are very successful in taking care of Lyme's, MS, interstitial cystitis, ALS, scleroderma, sarcoid. All of these have been, in my experience, been able to be cured with intracellular infection treatments. There are some other things, though. There's some genetic predispositions for sure. Sometimes silicone is involved with ruptured silicone implants because silicone's an adjuvant and causes an autoimmune response to be increased. The other things that silicone are in, most of you don't have breast implants, but fabric softener is often a high exposure of silicone, as are skincare products. Any skincare product that says dimethicone or any silicone, not silicon, which is an element, but silicone, you should avoid. These go directly into the skin very, very quickly. And probably the first sign would be something like Hashimoto's, that's very common, or other autoimmune diseases that are like a lupus-like disease, or other psoriasis sometimes. These can all, Wegener's granulomatosis turned out to be a genetic problem, a silicone problem, along with a mildew exposure. Mildew is often can cause some autoimmune disease, but is often implicated in leukemia and prostate cancer, in my experience. So treatment of mildew is important, and that was one of the things that the FDA really objected to Dr. Overman about, because he was treating cancer successfully by eliminating the cause of cancer, which were parasites, mildew, anything that and any organ, any infectious cause that would decrease the energy in the organ. There's many other causes of cancer. Right now, the biggest cause is a smart meter. So check your gas, electric, and water meter, also your neighbors, and make sure you're away from that. That's a Wi-Fi system attached to those things that lowers the energy. And then we find a lot of cancer also with geopathic stress. So you can do dowsing techniques to see if there's a geopathic stress line in your home, and just don't sleep on it or spend much time on it. It's usually about a foot wide. You can avoid it. The other things that cause cancer, anything that lowers the energy, that would be radiation, generational curse, dental, like if you had a root canal on the breast meridian, the energy to the breast would be lowered. And the big thing is emotional for primary cancer, and hormonal too, hormonal for breast and prostate cancer, but especially breast cancer. Emotional, there are certain emotions that affect every organ. A deep hatred of and bitterness toward God affects the pancreas. Being a victim in a relationship causes problems with the kidney, or being a victimizer causes problems with the kidney. With the breast, Dr. Hammer's work showed that women who are right-handed that have someone who's supposed to protect or nurture them betray them, get left breast cancer. Women who nurture but lose, like a dog, a child, an abortion, a parent that they're nurturing or a husband they're nurturing, can get right breast cancer. Or if somebody they nurture rejects them, they can get right breast cancer. It's very interesting. But anyway, so certain, and then lung is interesting. Lung, if you lie a lot, you can get lung cancer very easily, especially if you smoke, because you've got the chemical toxicity with the cigarettes and then the lying disrupting the throat chakra. And one thing that I read in the spiritual literature is that if you don't smoke and you lie a lot, you can get brain cancer, because the thought of the lie originates in the brain. So that's very, but the most common cause of brain cancer is cell phones. Anything time you have the cell phone up to your ear or Bluetooth, you're drilling frequencies in that stop the natural treatment of free radicals in the brain, and that can cause neuroepithelial malignancies. It can also cause tumors of the eighth cranial nerve, parotid tumors, and eye tumors. I know this because I have a little nevus in my retina that was trying to turn when I was using Kindle a lot, and so I learned all about it. I was on 6 milligrams of melatonin every night. Of course, getting things away from my the area is important. And then basically trying to educate the doctors that they need to tell their patients not to have, especially with any of these problems, not to have the patients with their cell phones up to their ears. Children are particularly vulnerable, so children should never have the cell phones up to their ears. We have Dr. Norm Shealy did some research on a device called a Q-Link, which can be put on your iPad, your cell phone, your anything with these energies coming off of them. We sell these 5 for $99. You can buy them individually too. It's made by the company that makes Q-Link, which is a pendant that you can put over your thymus to protect yourself during, especially during airline trips, which anybody who flies a lot, the electromagnetics of the airline is really, really dangerous to your immune system. So putting that there can help a lot. You might notice that flight attendants and pilots age quickly, and pilots actually have a much higher rate of melanoma because of the rays coming in through the front of the plane. So I've taken care of quite a number of both flight attendants and pilots being in Atlanta for the last 32 years. So I can tell you that a lot of them say that the Q-Link works well for them. So there are some things you can do to protect yourself. The 5G that is coming up is a problem. You need to educate yourself about the 5G and what you need to do for that. 4G was bad enough, but 5G is even more dangerous. We have things like rest shields that put out scalar energy that protect the room. We have things that you can wear to protect your thymus, which is located right underneath your breastbone, which is one of the main parts of your immune system that's hit really hard with electromagnetics. And you even need to be careful about electric cars, spending too much time in electric cars. Electromagnetics is something you need to educate yourself on, because a lot of the diseases that occur these days are related to that. I know several people that get rashes when they use their cell phone or get headaches. And some people even get stroke symptoms because the electromagnetics affect the vessels on that side of their head. And, of course, a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people think that strokes are just caused by something breaking off from the heart or the carotid. Your doctor probably thinks that, but in actuality, toxic chemicals, especially aromatic chemicals that you can smell, that it often causes stroke-like symptoms because of a vasculitis that occurs. Whenever my silicone patients have a ruptured implant on the side that's ruptured, they often have a lot of vascular symptoms with veins that dilate a lot and hurt. And so we know that chemicals can affect vessels on that side. They go up, a lot of silicone gathers in the axilla and affects both the brachial plexus, which is the nerves to the arm, and the vessels to the arm. And then when they do detox, then those symptoms reverse. So I know that that's caused by toxic chemicals. One chemical in the breast implant is called methyl ethyl ketone. This is something that comes out of the shell, even in saline implants, and can cause a disease called Raynaud's syndrome. Dr. Staninger, who's a toxicologist that helped me understand silicone poisoning very well, told me that methyl ethyl ketone depletes arginine, which in turn depletes nitric oxide. So people get, especially in cold weather, people get blue and whitish discoloration of their fingertips and toes with pain. And if it gets bad enough, I have one patient who used to clean things with methyl ethyl ketone without gloves on. He actually had all his fingertips go away and his bones were exposed. So it's very bad disease if you continue to get the exposure. Your fingertips basically go away and your bones are exposed, and that's not very good because they get infected. So we had to amputate and put coverage over those bones for him. The treatment is electrolysis hand baths, which gets the methyl ethyl ketone out, and then replacement either with arginine or with Neo-40 or with other things that increase nitric oxide. And I really have been able to cure almost all Raynaud's I've ever seen because I know the cause of it. Again, if you don't know the cause of the disease, you won't be able to treat it. So if you're having health problems, think about what the cause of the disease is. A lot of times it's environmental. The disease is either due to environmental things, which are toxic chemicals, biotoxins, other exposures, exposure to too much sugar, too much fat, too much high fructose corn syrup, leading to fatty liver, that kind of thing. So your food, your water, your air quality, habits like smoking or drinking too much, that's alcohol. Those are all your environment. You have control over that for the most part, although sometimes it can be expensive if you have to buy organic food and clean up your house. The other thing is emotional. Emotional is the next level, and it causes a lot of problems because it disrupts the chakras or energy centers of different organs. And then so you can die of a broken heart. Somebody breaks your heart, you can get heart disease. We talked a little bit about some of the things in cancer In my experience, 32 years treating cancer, the primary is often emotional, but the secondary, the cancer coming back, is usually electromagnetic. So emotional things can be treated by recognizing it and releasing the emotion, fear, anger, the negative emotion, grief, envy, jealousy, releasing all of those things before they cause physical disease. And then there's another level called mental. Mental is interesting. Mental is thought forms that are out of alignment. I'll give you the Barbara Brennan one here. Barbara Brennan wrote a book on called Hands of Light, and in it she says, if you have a thought form that you're better than everybody else, that's in the mental realm, and that thought form's not in divine order. And it goes into the emotional realm, and it becomes, well, sometimes you think you're better, but then sometimes you think you're not as good, so you waver back and forth, and that is true in people who are arrogant. I see that all the time. And then what it does, it settles down into the stomach chakra or the solar plexus chakra and weakens it so that they're much more likely to get problems with their abdominal area, including ulcers, because it lowers the energy and get H. pylori, causing ulcers. So it does hit the solar plexus. And other abnormal mental thoughts that are not in order hit other chakras. So studying of spiritual medicines, well, that's like mental things that you have to correct, thought forms that are not correct. And then the last one is karmic. And karmic is very interesting. Karmic, I found, like for most really bad chronic pain conditions, are karmic. So there's a disease called reflex sympathetic dystrophy, and it's a minor injury usually that causes a huge pain condition where the person has horrible pain, can't move their hand, often ends up with amputation if it's untreated, and often commit suicide, which is interesting, natural course. Now, we can treat it, so it doesn't usually do that. It usually lasts about 7 years, and which is one cycle, which is something that you need to remember when you're studying spiritual stuff. There's 7-year cycles that are very interesting. But in any case, it's karmic. There's not too much you can do about it. I mean, you can't cure it. You can just make it bearable, pain medicine, blocks and stuff like that. But basically, what you have to do is just understand it's karmic. So if you think you can outrun karma, think again. You really can't. And a lot of things happening right now are very interesting because a lot of karmic cycles are coming to a conclusion. So especially in October, you may see a lot of karmic things coming up for people, for yourself or loved ones or people that you know. And there's not too much that can be done. These things are going to work themselves out. So disease is either due to the environment, the attitude, which encompasses mental and emotion, or karmic. And that is the cause of disease. And it would behoove you to investigate that rather than just sticking with a treatment that just suppresses symptoms and doesn't do much else. Well, we will have Dr. Jill back on. We don't have a date yet, but she is going to be talking about her findings. She has a newsletter out if you want to look up Dr. Jill's newsletter on mold, a lot of information on mold and food. And she's been on before talking about mold, but she's got some new information that we're going to have her on for. And we're also going to have a professor on talking about mold biotoxins, who's a national expert. And so we'll be giving you a little bit more information on that. And next week, we will be talking with Angelic Origins of the Soul. Tricia McKinnon, we'll be interviewing her on her new book. And then Dr. Eric Love is on the 4th of November, Healing the Traumas of the Heart. And then Dr. David Lowe is talking on the 11th of November, Growing Atheist Orientation in Modern Society. Now, just to sum up, I want to tell you a little bit about the Natural Apothecary here at Plasticos. We sell all supplements at 15% below retail. You can go to plasticos.com under Natural Apothecary and look at those. Sometimes it's hard to find a particular supplement there, though, because of the search system. You can call Aaron or Cindy on Monday and they can help you locate any supplements that you might need. You can contact the Dr. Nadia, the homeopath that we have here at Millennium, for a list of the natural apothecary. Dr. Nadia is a wealth of information on homeopathy, which is excellent for detox. I had a patient recently who had alopecia and then had a little minor surgical complication because of the chemicals in her scalp when we operated in the area. And I just found out that Dr. Nadia had a detox for detoxing chemicals from the scalp that caused alopecia, and I didn't even know she had that. So if you have any rashes, alopecia, anything consisting of skin problems, it's often due to toxic chemicals or detox pathways being clogged up by other things, the detox pathways of the liver and the gut and the kidneys being clogged up will often go ahead and give you problems with rashes. So I would encourage you to take advantage of Dr. Nadia's wisdom in this. She's a classically trained homeopath. It's excellent with rashes. Dr. Mike Greenberg is our holistic chiropractor who's an expert on NAET therapy or allergy elimination therapy. I've had allergy to silicone, cats, adhesives, and Roundup and wheat. He's taken care of all of them very efficiently. So that, and also dust mites, I had that too. I had 30 grams of silicone leak out of my left implant. So because silica is an adjuvant, I had a lot more allergy problems than I would have otherwise. Anybody with allergy problems, you don't have to put up with it. You don't have to do elimination diets. You can just simply get rid of the allergy. Dr. Mike Greenberg does that. Then we have Cindy Stockham, our esthetician, who has a whole line of natural skincare and makeup products that are very important if you have want to decrease the chemicals in your body, and she gives free consultations. And then Dr. Brad Gould is our holistic family practitioner, treats children as well as adults, and is very knowledgeable in detox, very knowledgeable in treating the cause of disease, and very knowledgeable in treating with frequency medicine rather than just simply relying on chemical medicine. So that's some of the team here. The Natural Apothecary, like I say, has a lot of great things. We do have a new cellular restore treatment for intracellular infections that we're testing out. It has a great deal of promise. And if you have any friends who have breast implants and have any health problems, you might have them visit our website and look at the signs and symptoms and the written information there to see if they might need to have their breast implants exchanged or removed. The engineering data from Dow Corning says silicone starts to leak out because of a lipolysis reaction in the shell at 8 years. So many patients become sick. 1/3 of all population has detoxification defects, so anybody who had breast implants and is in that third of the population is going to get sick at 8 to 10 years. And a few patients will get sick right away with certain genetic or HLA types. They'll get sick within a few weeks and get really sick with autoimmune disease. Those implants have to come out right away. And then the saline implants, if they're in moldy environments or older implants with bad mammograms that are real rough, car accidents with chest wall trauma or any chest wall trauma, they get mold in their breast implants easily, and then they get fibromyalgia. And sometimes patients don't have any symptoms in their chest wall. They don't have any discomfort. They have no idea, and their doctors, of course, have no idea that that's the cause of their illness, is mold in their breast implants or leaking breast implants. So anybody with breast implants who's ill, remember, especially when the doctors can't figure it out, then it is most likely a complication of a defective breast implant. So this is Dr. Susan Call with Temple of Health Radio Show. I've rambled on for about 45 minutes. Hope you all have learned something. If you take away anything from this show, it needs to be find the cause of what your illnesses are, because treating the cause is the only thing that is going to really help you. Treating the symptoms leaves the cause and leaves you in danger. Dr. Susan Call with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.
Don't you just hate trying on bathing suits? Wait a minute, you look great. Plastic surgery?
Not surgery. I got an endermology treatment from the experts at Plastikos.
What's endermology?
Endermology is the terrific non-surgical treatment that Europeans have been using for years to tone skin and contour the body. Endermology by Plastikos feels great, and you can see the difference it makes.
No kidding. Who do I call?
Plastikos, a leader in plastic and reconstructive surgery, is the number one center in Atlanta offering endermology. For more information and a complimentary consultation and treatment, call Plastikos at 770-457-4677. Plastikos Endermology Skin Toning and Body Contouring, 770-457-4677. Headaches, back pain, migraines, joint pain, nothing worse than the nagging, unending discomfort of daily aches and pains. If you have pain and are looking for more natural solutions to eliminate your pain, Millennium Healthcare is for you. Millennium Healthcare's professionals will work for you. For help or more information on natural pain relief, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012. Millennium Healthcare. Pain relief naturally.
Please join us every Saturday morning for Temple of Health Radio Show, brought to you by Plastikos and Millennium Healthcare. Our holistic medical practices in Atlanta are committed to community education. Our shows bring you national authors on topics of health alternatives, new scientific breakthroughs, and spiritual medicine.